I like things my way. My coffee, my schedule, and my treatment. So I talked to my doctor about self-injecting with the VivGuard Hytrulo prefilled syringe, which contains efgartigimod alpha and hyaluronidase QVFC. It's injected under your skin, subcutaneously. It means I can inject in my space, on my time. It's my treatment, my way. Visit VivGuardMyWay.com. That's V-Y-V-G-A-R-T MyWay.com. And talk to your doctor about VivGuard Hytrulo, brought to you by Argenix.
They're down 21 with just over 6 minutes remaining.
This is the moment, baby! This is the moment we separate the dogs from the boys. And if you ask me, I only got one question. Do you got that dog in you? Because it's never about the winners or the losers, but it is about the difference between those brave enough to put some action on the game and those who just want to watch from the sidelines eating off-brand pizza rolls. So sit down, lock in those picks, and trust that ow, dog in you. Underdog. Unleash your dog.
Terms may apply.
It's the Burt Show.
I know we've been talking a bit about eloping the last couple of weeks because Jen just got engaged. And some thoughts about eloping have crept into her mind, right? Well, I have some separate friends from Jen that are seriously, they're like 95% sure they're going to elope. Now, they're different from Jen because this is Jen's second marriage. So I think if she tells her parents that she's just going and she's going to go get married on an island somewhere, I think because the parents have gone through it one time with Jen, they're like, cool, go
no problem.
Your thing, right?
Right.
This couple, it will be their first wedding for both of them.
Okay.
So they are very, very, very nervous about telling their parents that they're going to elope because they're about 95% sure they're going to do it. So here's the question that I have for you guys. Is there anybody listening right now that has eloped and you told your parents and it was handled flawlessly? Like, what did you say? I'm looking for examples to give my friends to say, look, because this is going to be a touchy subject when you go to your parents. What should you say and what should you stay away from?
Right.
Or is the advice, do it and then come back and tell them?
Ask for forgiveness later.
That's what I was going to say.
Ask for forgiveness? I don't know. 1-877-588-BERT, B-E-R-T, 1-877-588-2378. You think the shock of finding out when you get back would be better than trying to tell them initially?
But then you have all the pressure of your parents telling you, no, stay here, have a wedding, we'll pay for it, we'll do this, we'll do that. And then you have to deal with saying, no, this is what we really want to do. And then you're going to have an argument either way. So it's either get the shock afterwards or before. I mean, you might as well do it after and be happy and bliss for at least a couple of days and then come back and have to explain yourself. And then maybe do like a reception or something. But I don't know. I don't know if I'd want to be miserable.
The question here is, if you are going to elope, and I have some friends that are planning on doing this now, they just don't know how to approach their parents. Like, I think if it was cool with their parents, I think they'd go and they'd pull the trigger on it.
Of course.
But they're so nervous about their parents' reaction that they're holding back on saying, okay, we're going to do it.
I think going on what Wendy was saying, you know, and Wendy has told us that, I think the money thing, if the parents are paying for it, like to me, I think the approach, if you want to do it and you're going to talk to them ahead of time, is that they don't, you know, the money that they're going to save by you not having the wedding. And then maybe have a reception later, you know, spend the money on a reception for a big party, but maybe it's the cost. Maybe if you put the numbers in front of mom and dad, if they're paying for it.
Can I tell you what this guy did? He tried that. So he goes to the future father-in-law with a number that he exaggerates, thinking that the father is going to say, wow, we can't afford that.
It's going to be a $200,000 wedding.
He didn't go that high, but he went way higher than he thought he was going to.
Right.
And the father-in-law came back and said, okay, no problem.
What?
So I was talking to this dude a couple of weeks ago, and he's like, I should have gone higher on the whole thing.
Wow. Well, that's a fist pump to be in that family if you can afford that wedding.
Right. Dang. And, you know, parents will extend themselves in a case like that. Who knows if her family could really afford it? And that puts the father in a weird place too, because he wants to say yes, so maybe he could have thrown out even a higher figure,
right.
You know?
And it becomes an upbidding. Oh, really? $75,000? Yeah, I mean, I was lowballing you. It's probably going to be like $125,000. Oh, you good with that? $150,000? $200,000?
Just keep going up.
At what point would you want me to elope? Give me that number.
So my question for you guys is, how have you told your parents that you're going to elope and have done it successfully? Or is the advice just go ahead, do it, and then pay for it, not pay for it, but emotionally pay for it when you get back? Hey, Tricia, good morning. You're on the Burt Show.
Hi.
Hey, what's up?
I love you guys.
I'm so glad you called because I thought, oh, there's nobody listening today.
Well, that's why I called, because you said nobody was listening.
Well, thanks. Thanks for your pity.
Thank you.
We appreciate
and
your pity.
Actually, I didn't believe it, so hey.
Hey.
I called.
It's true.
Hey.
Okay, so you eloped and you were successful when you told your parents that you were going?
Actually, yes. Well, my dad, I lost my mom like 3 years ago. So that was one reason why I really didn't want to have a wedding.
Mm-hmm.
That was my first wedding. And I waited my whole life for this. I wanted the dress. I wanted everything. But after I fell in love, like really fell in love with the guy that I'm with now, I mean, it just didn't matter. I just wanted to be married to him. So I told my dad if he wanted to pay for it, you know, since I'm his only daughter, his only child, if he wanted to walk me down the aisle, he could help me pay for it, you know. But I don't think they had the money, so we eloped.
So it was probably a relief for your dad.
Yeah.
Because they didn't
like,
have the
cash.
Yeah, I
don't have to pay for it, and she's happy.
All right, let's take that. Thanks for calling, Trish. I appreciate it.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Thank you for having me.
If you want to call right back, I got a whole bunch of lines that are open right now.
Oh, I want to win some money.
Thanks for your pity. We appreciate it.
She's the sweetest caller you've ever had.
She was sweet.
Let's
take that out of the equation, though, because her, let's assume in this couple that they can afford the wedding.
Okay.
Because in her situation, he was sort of relieved because he couldn't afford it. Let's go ahead and say that everything's lined up right. Financially, they can.
So money's not the issue. You can't use money. Okay.
So what do you do? What do you say to your parents to make them okay with the fact that you're going to go ahead and you're going to elope?
Okay.
Jennifer, good morning. You're on the Burt Show.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Oh, I love you guys. This
Thank
is so
you.
Exciting. You're right. Nobody's on the phone today.
Nobody.
So I did. I eloped. I did not tell anyone before I did it. We took a long weekend off from work, and when I came back, I told my parents, and they were so excited that I had found the right person that they were perfectly fine with
it. They didn't care.
They did not care, and they threw a big party for us and gave us money for a down payment on a house. It worked out for everybody.
Let me ask you the age question here. How old were you when you eloped?
38.
Okay, that might be a little different.
Yeah, I think that might be different.
How old were you when you finally found that person to spend the rest of your life with?
38.
I think that's great.
That helps your parents.
Do you think they would have had the same reaction if you were 25 years old and did that?
That's a good question. Probably not.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I also was able to smooth it over a little bit when I told them they had a grandchild coming a couple of months later. So.
Okay. So drop a couple of bombs on them.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. It's hard for me not to include the money thing in there because I thought, what if you just basically ask them, look, I would much rather have a reception than a wedding. Do you mind paying for that?
Mm-hmm.
And see what their reaction would be.
Mm-hmm.
I just think either way, your parents are going to be disappointed. It's whether going into it, you want to be disappointed and have that dark cloud over your elopement and your wedding and your happy day, or if you want the dark cloud when you come back.
Here is Vanessa. Good morning. You're on the Burt Show.
Hey, guys. Hey. I love you.
Thank you for calling. Appreciate it.
I would say definitely tell them my sister eloped, and she had mentioned that she was going to, but no one was invited, and we're all local, and she didn't invite us because her husband's parents couldn't make it because they lived in Maryland, and that's the reason why it didn't go well. So I would say tell them, but also give them the option to come.
But if you're eloping, I mean, and everybody's coming, isn't that the wedding?
Does that turn to wedding? Just like the parents.
But that's not an eloping. That's a small wedding.
Well,
like elope. Okay, look, we're desperate for calls. That's good. That's
good
a good
job.
Eloping story.
Yeah.
Yay, good eloping story.
A for effort.
You called
Happy
a week ago.
America.
Yeah.
If you called a week ago, you might not have gotten through, but we'll take that call.
That was perfect.
Hi, this isn't a story about a wedding, but I went to a birthday party once. That was for a kid, and it was a Dora theme.
That's awesome.
Great. What a good story.
Happy
birthday, America. Hey, here's $1,000 for you.
I really haven't heard one piece of advice yet that I could really go back to them with and say, look, this is the way you handle it, you know? Good morning, Renee. You are on the Burt Show. So I've got a friend that wants to elope. She's just afraid, and he's afraid to go to their parents and say, look, this is really what we want to do. So they're looking for, like, the first couple of words to use to sort of put the wall down so their parents will be okay with it.
I was 24. My husband at that time was 28, and we planned the big wedding. We had invited everybody. It was a year off, and we went to our parents and said, you know, we really want to get married, but we want to get a house, and this is the best thing for us. So we went, both parents told them about it. They were both excited. We said, now, if you want, they were upset because they couldn't be with us. So each parent had a separate reception for us when we got back, one in West Virginia with my mother-in-law, one in New York for my mother. And so everybody got to see us. Everybody got to do the same kind of reception thing, but the fact that we saved not having to go through everything, got married a year earlier, and when we told them, you know, here's what we want to do, here's our plan, please support us, they were absolutely 100% with us, and we've been married almost 18 years.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Okay.
Well, congratulations. I'm curious on Bert. How old are your friends?
I'd say he's early 30s. She's mid to late 20s.
Okay. Because it's just so hard not to put the money aspect into it. Because then, you know, we talked about reception, but the home thing, you know, it's like, you know what? Again, I know you can afford the wedding and that'd be fantastic, but I think that we would much rather have that money invested into a home.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
I don't know because emotionally it's the mom that you're really like. Dad, I think you could talk. Well, maybe not.
Not really.
Daddy's little girl.
He's walking you down the aisle.
All right, one more call. Good morning, Lola. You're on the Burt Show.
Good morning. I love you guys.
Thank you.
I love how everybody is so excited to talk to us today.
That's because they got an extra day off.
They're like, get to their homes. Happy birthday, America.
What's going on, Lola?
Well, I eloped about 17 years ago.
Okay.
And it didn't go well. I didn't tell anyone ahead of time, and it really, really hurt my mother's feelings. And she has never liked my husband as a result.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I would say, just if it means that much to your mother or even your father, just do it. And then they can afford it. They could afford it. So just have the wedding.
Mm, okay. Mm. So there really is. I didn't hear one thing there, really, that was... When you tell your parents, if you say it this way, it'll be fine. There's nothing there.
Yeah.
You just got to have to know that you're going to ride out the storm, right?
You got to do it.
If they want the wedding, then it looks like they get the wedding.
Yeah.
Here, Burt Show.
Don't. Please don't tail this guy. I know it's easier. He sounds sure. But listen, you don't want to chase another guy's picks, man. You should see the way he dresses. It's all a monthly subscription where he gets his clothes chosen for him. That's the guy you want to make the pick after? No. The pick should be yours. Do something you actually believe in, and if you're on Underdog and you lock in, you can let him chase your tail. Now you're a dog. Underdog. Make your pick. Unleash your dog.
Terms may apply.
There's a fire inside you you can't ignore. Stand still, not a chance. You're a lifelong learner who's come this far. Now we are here to help you keep going further. Capella University. What can't you do? Visit capella.edu to learn more.